Alright, I'm talking.
No. You're talking, computer. Now you're talking.
No. Like, it's like we put it here, and then we talk like this.
Alright. I'm talking.
Oh my god, there's movie bars on the...
Yeah, movie bars and everything.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
This shit is cash.
this shit was so cash. Ate a roll of nickels. Shit was so cash.
How cash was it?
So cash.
Oh, yeah. Is that good for a test, or...?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So,
you pause it.
Pause.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the first Complex Rockets Micro...
See, now you just ruined it. Now we're not putting it up.
This is the first microcast.
Kyle intros the microcast. It was his idea.
No, it's his... It's Keith.
We don't have time for this, Keith. It's a microcast.
There's only 4 minutes left, Kyle. This is Keith. I'm Keith.
Shut the fuck up.
The angry one is Kyle.
Stop talking. Okay. In case you don't know what a microcast is, the thing we're recording on an iPhone right now, on an app called Audio Boo. The maximum recording length is 5 minutes, so the idea is, you know, just mini discussions. Because sometimes we hang out together and we have these cool discussions about games, and then we're like, man, that was like better than anything we've ever recorded on our podcast. I wish we had like our microphones right here. And this is kind of the idea for this one. Except this is not impromptu at all. This is very much planned.
Yes. Hey, Kyle, what are you doing at my house right now?
I came over to do this microcast.
Anything else?
I came over to get my Game Slave game, Oddworld Stranger's Wrath.
How's that working out for you?
Well, you handed me the game box, and I thought, hey, this feels kind of light. And I kind of assumed, like, oh, the manual's probably not in here. And then I opened the box, and the manual was there, but what was not in there?
The disc wasn't in there at all.
No, it was not.
No.
So anyways, what we want to talk about is this Portal 2 thing, because we talked about... On the last podcast, we talked about the new ending that they gave Portal, and so we just watched that. But what we didn't mention was the fact that they added all these radios into Portal. You go to the radios, they spit out Morse code when you fucking, what's the word?
Translate.
When you translate it and put it all together. It gave you a phone number for a BBS. That's like a, for all you youngsters out there, it's like a forum before the internet.
Doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. I don't even... It stands for Bulletin Board System. Now, I would use that as like a jumping board, like a springboard to like sort of explain what it is. Like, it's like a virtual bulletin board, but bulletin boards are even older than BBSs, so you probably don't even know what a bulletin board is. So we're just gonna move on.
It's like, you know, cork, and you pin stuff with safety pins, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so in this BBS, there was just all these like ASCII. Basically, screenshots, like, for Portal 2 is basically what they look like. There's, like, one here, it looks like two robots holding hands.
It's adorable, really.
And, like, this one is clearly a screenshot. It's got, like, you see, like, the Aperture Science Complex door in there.
Yep, you see one that looks like GLaDOS, right?
Yeah. They're pretty hard to make out. They're pretty grainy. And, that was, like, a cool thing. And then another thing is, a Game Informer cover was leaked. It's, like, the front and back cover... Like, I think the front cover is, like, a picture of a portal, and when you look through the portal, you see what kind of looks like GLaDOS, like, all broken and shit, but it's, like, all lush, like, there's all plants around it.
Yeah.
And then the back cover is, like, the opposite, where, like, you're in the camera view is, like, from the lush place, looking through a portal back into, like, standard portal complex thing there.
Now, with these ASCII pictures here, there's a bunch of text. Did you read any of that? Do you know what that is?
No, we're not going to get into it.
Alright, well, I think it's probably going to be cool, so if you want to, go ahead and look up what it says here. It looks like it could be interesting. It starts off all weird, so...
See, I think this is the coolest way to start, like, the hype for a sequel. Like, not only to, like, retcon, like, the ending so that it actually fits with the game better... But to also, like, insert little Easter eggs into the game, like, that's so cool.
It's just, it's really weird and ambiguous about everything, and it makes me interested. Like, not like I wasn't, like, I loved Portal, and of course I'd buy Portal 2, but...
Yeah. I don't know, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, people are saying, like, oh, it's so lame they changed the ending. Like, how is that lame?
Can I interject?
Yes.
They didn't change it. They added like 3 seconds onto it. They didn't alter anything. It's just like when you get spit out of the facility and you're lying on the ground, it keeps you lying on the ground and then like it extends it further where a robot walks up and says some weird shit and then pulls you away.
Party escort submission position.
Yeah, that.
We only have 5 seconds left.
Ah!